On a cold, breezy night in western New York, March 28th, churches throughout the Diocese of Buffalo held Holy Thursday Mass, celebrating the Lord's Supper, his last supper before his betrayal by Judas and apprehension by authorities, putting him on a path toward crucifixion the next day. St. Leo the Great Church in Amherst was just one site where the Mass included the tradition of priests washing the feet, recalling when Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. But here, there was an extra touch. Upon having their feet washed, those served then picked up bowls of water and walked throughout the congregation, inviting them to wash their fingers, a symbol of the lesson Jesus taught his disciples, that as he washed their feet, they too must go and wash others. Following Mass, several worshipers boarded a shuttle bus to embark on the traditional visit to seven churches, each church representing one of the stops Jesus made between his Last Supper and his death, the Garden in Gethsemane, being brought before Annas, then before Caiaphas, then Pontius Pilate, then Herod, then going back to Pilate, and finally to Calvary, or Golgotha, where he was crucified. Juliet Lobo Alfonso coordinated the trip at St. Leo. This was her third year doing so, but her sixth time participating in a seven churches visit.
It definitely was an eye-opener to see each of the churches decorated so differently and coming from different backgrounds, like a Polish background, you know, and the Irish and the Italians. And so there was a lot to take in over that period of time. And it was all so appealing and so beautiful. Everything was so beautifully done.
The St. Leo the Great Visitation planned a route which included all six churches within its parish family, number 16. To make it seven, they added St. Joseph University Church in Buffalo, which was the first stop upon departing from St. Leo. Inside the chapel, on display, was a large painted three-dimensional cross with many panels, chambers, and doors which, when opened, present the stations of the cross. In the center chamber, the Blessed Sacrament was placed for visitors' adoration. As for the rest of the display, it's not your traditional portrayal of the Stations of the Cross seen in churches. Rather, these painted images provide a darker, more grim telling of Christ's path to crucifixion. The artwork was created by the late Wes Olmsted, a Buffalo native and devout Catholic. His son Matthew was there to greet visitors and further explain his father's Stations of the Cross.
He always had a rather visceral view towards that moment and that event in Christ's life, and it was very important to him to share his view on it, that it was a brutal thing, that he was abused, and it was a bloody thing. And people weren't happy with his work when he was doing it in the 60s and 70s, but he stuck to his point. He felt as a Catholic it was his responsibility to share his feelings about this week and what it really means.
The tour then departed for Christ the King Church in Snyder, followed by Saints Peter and Paul in Williamsville, Infant of Prague and St. Aloysius Gonzaga in Cheektowaga, St. Benedict in Eggertsville, and then back to St. Leo the Great. Richard Rogenthien, a member of Saints Peter and Paul Parish, was among those on this excursion. He spoke of the importance of taking part each year.
Very spiritual, very thoughtful, very much bare bones, so to speak. But at the same time, it's the heart and soul of our religion, heart and soul of the Catholic traditions. And just being so quiet and introspective, it just feels so spiritual, I think, the best way to experience it.
Rogenthien added that just a couple of days later, the faithful would be celebrating redemption and the resurrection of Jesus, and they would be on their way to a better life. For Western New York Catholic Audio, I'm Michael Mrosiak.